This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Antonio, a 16-year-old entrepreneur with asthma, got a job working on a tomato farm. When he came into the medical office, he was covered with caked-on dirt and dust. He reported that his asthma was better, which he attributed to digging in soil and working with plants. Now, soil is something that often gets ignored as we think broadly about health. Soil is the largest reservoir of microbial diversity on Earth, and it's a vital reservoir of microorganisms that determine the plant and animal and human microbiome, the collection of all microbes such as bacteria and fungus and viruses that normally live in a location like soil or in our bodies. Without a microscope, you can't see a microbiome, yet this collection of living creatures contributes in a big way to our health. We are now just beginning to recognize that soil, plant, and animal microbiomes are perhaps far more interconnected than previously thought. Even if you are not a soil person, it turns out that pet dogs and cats can regularly bring soil-associated microorganisms into our lives. Geophagy is the term that means deliberately eating soil. This is common amongst animals, particularly amongst sheep and gorillas and bats and parrots. Dairy cows can consume up to 700 pounds of soil per cow per year. There are also some groups of people who deliberately eat soil to supplement a nutrient-poor diet, or use soil as detoxifying agents for making some food products edible. Studies have shown that people with more exposure to soil are less likely to suffer from allergic reactions, which may be linked to soil microbiomes and inhalation of soil particles. Our Western lifestyle of intense hygiene and high antibiotic use has been linked to unwanted allergic responses, including asthma and rashes and hay fever. Some microbiomes are essential for food security, as they're linked to higher levels of nutrients and organic matter, which helps purify drinking water, stabilizes chemicals in the soil, improves global carbon storage, and reduces greenhouse gases. Now, to paint a balanced picture, not all microorganisms in soil are harmless. Some cause serious diseases such as valley fever, GI problems, and even deadly anthrax. The contribution of soil microorganisms to plant and animal and human health is indisputable. But our soil is not healthy, owing in part to land use change, erosion, compaction, pesticide contamination with microplastics and heavy metals, overuse of antibiotics, and of course climate change. One of the strongest consequences of global climate change is drought, which can reduce soil organic carbon content and alter the ecosystem. Climate change also leads to rising CO2 levels, rising temperatures, and air pollution, which also alter microbial systems. All of these changes have a direct and indirect impact on plant and animal and human health, which we call One Health. Perhaps Antonio was right. Digging in healthy soil may have helped him to breathe better. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.